Welcome here at Glory to the Nations. Those that are here, I want to welcome you. This is awesome. We're running close to our last weekend, I guess, for the summer, right? And then everybody's going to be running back to school and to all that other stuff. So mostly everybody's out on vacations and stuff. And I know we just got back from the air show, which was really cool. We saw the planes and the Blue Angels flying, and we had some awesome spot on the beach, which was an awesome day today. I'm very grateful that God gave us the opportunity to get there, and it was really cool. How many people have seen the Blue Angels, huh? Isn't that awesome? Yeah. I know, it was great. I want to thank all the nations that are logging on. Do we have any updates on our newest nations yet, or still kind of in limbo on that season? Okay, yeah. So what I want to ask is those that are logged on tonight and those that are listening and those that might, you know, pick up on the recording, those that are around the nations, we really love to hear from you. We have these prayer calls here that I have a testimony on these that one day I'll share with you, but there are actually ministering angels that go with these things, and I would like to send you one for any healings or anything that you have a prayer request. Reach out to us on our website. I know Rachel, I'm going to bring her up real quick. Oh, no, she don't want to come up. Okay. To explain more about interacting with us through the website. I want you to pound that button for us, which is the PayPal button, right? Yes, to support us. So that we can keep on going on with the world through the World Wide Web, and it'll be great because I know that when you sow a seed, so to say, you will get blessed. It comes back to you, believe me, because you're actually sowing into God's work, and God wants this message out so that you would have a relationship with God. Rachel said, "Oh yeah, I'll do it if it's about the website." So I'm gonna have her do it. She's really excited. She's over here. Oh, yes, yes, I'll do it if it's the website. So here's Rachel. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Rachel. Amen.
Okay, to donate on the website, there's a page that says, "To support us." And on that page, you'll find the PayPal button. You can do that whole thing, and it's nice and secure. Do your thing. One person gave $1, and every person gave just $1.
That's $1.
$1, and we have over 1,400 people logging on to the website.
That's one peso, one euro, one pound, one ruby, one, I know I'm missing a couple of them.
Deutschmark.
One Deutschmark, and $1.
One U.S. comparable dollar.
Yes.
Okay. Over 1,400 people out there listening to you, one of whatever your currency of money is would go a long way for us.
Yeah.
On the other side of things, if you have a healing request or a spiritual request or want to interact with us in any form, request a prayer cloth, there is a button that says requests. It's a nice little pretty form. Stick your name in there. Put your email address in there. They come straight to me. I get real ones every once in a while. I read every single thing that comes in. I'll know if you're a human being or not. There's a little thing that says, prove you're not a robot. You're a human being. I read it. Interact with us. Send us your messages. If you can't get to it that way, go on Facebook, post a message. I read them there too. And if you really have that much of an issue that you want to get it out there into the whole world, send it on Twitter. The whole world reads Twitter. I'll follow them too. And yes, we have one of those. It's at Glory to the Nations, I think, or at GTTN. I don't know. It's on our website. You'll find it. No, it's on the website.
Is it on one of these? Are you down
there? It's GTTN Glory Barn for Twitter. We'll see it.
Yes, because this facility here is the barn. So we call this the Glory Barn. But it's actually called Glory to the Nations.
No, that's what I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
Okay.
You can go on.
Yes, let's give her another hand. Thank you, Rachel, because we do want to interact with those that are out there. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of testimonies. One other thing that she failed to mention that I would like to prophetically speak into your life. I didn't know. God has gifted me with many gifts. When my life was changed, it was an altering life experience. Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out, because I thought I was sleeping when my spirit was taken to this spiritual, heavenly, unknown, third dimension, whatever you want to call it, universal place. And I thought I was laying on the couch for those 3 days. But others saw me functioning. And I don't recall functioning. But whether in the body, out of the body, I don't know. But after my heavenly or experience, after that encounter, and I say heavenly, I say some spiritual terminology only because we're in that sector, so to say, because I'm talking about God. And to be honest with you, that's what the world knows as a higher power. But God is even a name or a word that is just so belittled to the power that I know, the higher power that I call the power of the universe, or the power of, that's the only way I can describe it, the power of the universe, which is the power of creation, the God of creation, which we are known by the God of faith. And without faith, God does not exist. God does not exist to anyone without faith. Faith is what creates God, and it's your belief which brings God into your life. But this power that I'm talking about, this life that is beyond your comprehension, beyond your mental knowledge and understanding, exists. And I'm a living example of it. My personal life is a living example, and I have witnesses of what happened with me. I knew nothing about this book here called the Bible. When my life was changed, I knew everything about this book. It was already in me. I was quoting things, not word for word, but I was quoting the meanings and the phrases and the spiritual things. I had a knowing that no one would have known unless they read it or what have you. But I don't even read this book. I use this book to bear witness of what I'm saying or thinking or feeling or what have you. And it's always in here. This book here, if you don't know about it, it's called the Holy Bible. It's one of the only books that I have ever came across that is true to what I know that took place. And I'm here to tell you. I'll tell you all about Jesus. I'll tell you all about God and life and ages and everything, because it was all shown to me when I was there. Why? I don't know. Don't ask me why. Why you? I have no idea. Why you? Why you? I guess because maybe in the beginning of the foundations of the world, they said, you're worthy. Able to do this. I know that there's a man in this book, his name is Jesus, okay? They did the same thing with him. It's written in this book. There's a council in heaven, but I call heaven, to make it more simpler to you, the universe. There's a council up there, and in this book here it says that council in heaven actually already appointed him to be born on earth for the time that he walked, that wrote part of that book, and his name is Jesus. I'm sharing this because there's a lot around the world that don't even have a clue about Jesus or, you know, heaven or God or whatever it is. This ministry or this work that we are doing is not a religious-based ministry, even though I may be called pastor or an apostle, one who is a founder of something, of some sort. If you look up the word apostle, you'll understand what that means. And that's just out of, I guess, what would you call it? Respect or out of honor or what have you, out of leadership or what have you. I'm just a normal guy, a regular, ordinary guy that God has chosen to put out mysteries, knowledge of life and life after death, supernatural stuff that you can't be taught in schools or in books. It has to come from Spirit or other individuals who have been, we call, anointed for this kind of stuff. I am one of those individuals that know the mysteries. It's been given to me to know the mysteries of life. It's been given to me to know the mysteries of the supernatural, whether they're ghosts. And don't be afraid of ghosts. Don't be afraid of spooks because they have no authority or they can't do anything over you. Even the ones that, you know, slam doors and turn on and off lights, the poltergeist kind, they have nothing. They have no authority over you. They can't hurt you. The movies made it really out of control to just put fear in you. And, of course, it's entertainment. But the reality is they're just lost spirits that are looking to be sent back. And there's a lot to do with that because you have to find out why they're being held back. And 99.9% it's unforgiveness from someone who's alive on earth and they're just trying to get attention. Or it could be that someone who was dabbling in the spiritual world under witchcraft or medium or what have you brought these people up and just didn't know how to send them back or how to release them. But with all that being said, there are powers that are beyond that do have authorities to work on your life to cause harm and sickness and diseases and stuff like that. And then there's another power that is the power of the universe who controls this whole entire realm that we are in. And they have a love and a compassion and a mercy and a grace on humankind, mankind, or whatever you want to call us, you people, that is beyond our comprehension. And they have known us well before the foundations of this world, before creation. There's a lot of theory about the bang theory, and then we have the theory of creation. Let's not get into arguments here. Who cares? You see what I'm saying? Who cares? Let's just be more focused about life right now and why we're living and the way we're living right now and how to be free and how to obtain happiness, peace, and joy. Because without happiness, peace, and joy, and I also want to add in righteousness, but I don't want to call it righteousness. I want to call it being free from guilt and shame. So, isn't it nice just to live free of being guilty and shameful and then having a joy and a peace and a happiness so that life is so easy on you and not to be worried or have fear or anxiety? You know, the truth that I have is to set everyone free. But in order to be set free of these things, we have to develop a relationship with the power of the universe. And that's really what I want to begin to start even calling God. And it sounds crazy, but God has been belittled in this age that we live in. How many people would really understand what I'm trying to say here? You start talking about God to somebody and you're like, yeah, I don't want to hear about it. But it hurts my heart to hear that because, you know, I don't know why we're living in an age that is so stiff-necked in this area. And I guess it's because of individuals getting hurt in churches or what they hear about religion or what have you. Always looking to try to change you and mold you into something that you really aren't. And I agree with that because religion, that's what they want to try to do. But that's not God. God is not religion. And I want to bring this clearly across the world, those that are listening around the world, those that are in America, those that are here. I want to clearly bring this across that God is not religion. God is a relationship. God is a power of life created, not only that he already created, but is creating. He's creating your future. And as you walk with God, He begins to create your future. And He fills the desires of your heart. See, you have life inside of you, and I want you to know how to tap into your life. I know the way. I know the way to tap into your life. I know the secrets, and they're mystery secrets. They're mystery secrets that are given supernaturally by knowledge, supernatural knowledge. And you can have that super knowledge, that supernatural knowledge. You can have it. It's not like you have to come to me for it. You can have it. When you develop this relationship that I'm trying to have you develop with God, which I don't even, like I said, want to call it God anymore. I want to call it, the power of the universe, because it's, God is just, to me, seems so demeanored, so watered down, so weak. And it's a shame. It really is. It breaks my heart. And I wish that I would be given a name that I could begin to start calling, really, the love of my life. Without this power, without this being, without this relationship, and it's hard for anyone to understand, because it's a spirit. How do you have a relationship with a spirit, you know? But I have a deep, intimate relationship with a power, with a spirit that is technically called a father, but it's not a father like your earthly father. It's an authority that I surrender to, but yet it's not an authority that I surrender to that I feel bound by out of my own will. I have a free will. But I would never want to not honor and bow down to this higher power, because I have such a gracious love and care for this higher power. And I'm trying to explain to you why I'm doing what I'm doing. Why I walked away from my whole entire life to dedicate it to something that people would not really find interesting. And that's fine, you know, because I don't want to try to, persuade you or convince you in any way. I just want you to give it a try and just give it a chance so that you can experience yourself the joy and the peace and the life that you can obtain, and also being set free of guilt and shame. I know once my life was changed, did I carry guilt from my past? Yeah. Was I a bad person? Yeah, I'm not going to say I wasn't a bad person. I probably treated tons of people wrongfully. I remember even saying to my own wife when I came back, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me in those areas that I might have mistreated her in one way or another or what have you. But all those other things have all been set free. I'm sure we all carry some shame and guilt, right? There's got to be some areas in our lives that we regret, but there's no need to regret them. to know this knowledge is to be free. And it's been given to us to know the mysteries. It's been given to us to know the mysteries of this spiritual knowledge. And I want to start building everyone, those that are here and those that are listening and those that are logged on around the world, to obtain this knowledge through a relationship with, we'll call God for now. And without God, you can't obtain this knowledge. You just can't have it. I might tell you and you might try to study it, but it's not going to hang with you. It's going to just fade away. You're not going to be able to discern it. You're not going to be able to here, you're not going to be able to see. It's a supernatural hearing. It's a supernatural seeing. It's a supernatural walk. I just want to call it a supernatural walk. Sunday, if you were here or if you logged on or if you were able to get the message, I spoke about living in a realm. And if you can follow that message, you'll live in this realm that I'm talking about, where you actually walk with God. You walk with it, with the presence, and I want to call it the glory. And this presence, this supernatural power, oversees us and protects us. And I started realizing why he oversees and protects us. Because he wrote a book. He wrote a novel. And that book that he wrote is on your heart. And that's really what he's protecting. He's protecting his word. The word was written since the foundations of the world. I haven't really realized this until I began to wait on the Lord, and he started downloading to me his love. And I never realized the love that he had for us was based on the book that was written, his word, on our heart. When you were born, your word was already written. Your book was already written. Your destiny was already written. Your future was already written. Everything that you desired, everything you loved, why is it different than my love? You see? And I'm going to try to tell you why and let you see that you have a book. A book that is unique. A book that it's like the DNA that is in everybody's life. Everybody's own DNA is different. Amen? Do people understand what DNA is? Okay. And so it's just like the DNA that's in your life. It's different. Well, God cherishes and loves his word. It's a part of him. He wrote it. And when he created your flesh, he wrote his word and established it as life in you. And this is what he's so desiring to protect. This is what he loves so dear. This is what he wants to fulfill. He wants to fulfill that word that is written on your heart, that law that he established, that he declared and decreed. Before the foundations of the world, you were placed. You were, whether a star or whatever it might have been up there, I don't know, okay? And he declared and decreed your life. And then you had an appointed time to be born. And then you were born. You had an appointed time. And in that appointed time, I'm going to tell you right now, it comes in through ages. And it also comes through the rotations of the stars. And they all line up to a certain way. And it's not by accident that you were either a Gemini or a Libra or what other ones they are through the astrology. And I don't knock astrology. Astrology is a gift from God to be able to study the universe and to be able to study the stars. But you talk about religion. Oh, that's like taboo. Ooh, don't get involved with that stuff. That's witchcraft. That's this or that. Listen, my gods, I think they're called the my gods. I my English isn't all that great. What? Huh? Magi, yeah. What are the three wise men? Yeah, what are they? They were astrology people, but they were magis and magi and... Magi. Okay, well... We'll do the English correction later. But there were three wise men who actually studied the stars. And that's when they saw the solar system line up and the shining bright star over Virgo, I think it was. And that's the star that they were led to find Jesus, who was the one who had the mysteries on the day he was born. So... what I'm trying to say is the universe has this already all figured out. The problem is we are, what religion says, is in sin. Now, we take sin as good and bad and right and wrong, but sin is not that. We take sin as, oh, you murdered somebody and you lied and all that. That's not sin. Okay, I want you to understand. Sin is just lack of knowledge. Sin is ignorance. Sin is not knowing. And so we all fall short of it. We all fall into sin because we just don't have any knowledge. And that's why religion says we're all sinners. You know, but they don't understand that sin is lack of knowledge. They think that sin is, oh, you did something wrong. You're bad. You're this, you're that. But that is not true. There's a lot involved in it, and I should break it down even a little bit more. But for time's sake tonight, I want to just kind of focus on why I'm basically saying what I'm saying, because I want you to begin to understand that we can't function without God. There's a life that is given to us, and He wants to protect that life. That life is the word of His living word written on your heart. That living word is a law that we need to follow. We need to surrender and follow that law. That law is instructed to us, and it speaks to us through feelings and convictions. How many people understand what feelings are? Okay, you feel good, you feel happy, you feel sad, you know. And what do you think convictions are? Convictions are you feel like you shouldn't go or you feel like you should go. Convictions aren't bad, they're good too. They work both ways. So feelings and convictions are the way God leads us and directs us. And the only way that we can be enlightened on His way is by us always knowing God. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, good morning, God. It sounds foolish, but He's in my life. And it's through faith, I believe. But I know it's easier for me to feel this way because of what happened to my life. You know, I guess if you got abducted or whatever, and been taken to a supernatural place and you had the encounter I had, you would be a believer too, like me. And I know it's hard. When I first came back, I was like, how come you just don't believe? But I've learned to have more compassion on the world, so to say, because they didn't have what I had. And it's a lot easier. But the crazy thing is God's like, you know, it's better not to know me and believe than to know, you know. And I'm saying to myself, geez, thanks. Because of what happened to my life, it's simpler for me to believe. But it's better for you to hear my words and believe and manifest it than it is, and you're blessed even greater than someone like me. I'm like a bondservant now. Because of the situation that happened in my life, I'm like a bondservant and a slave. But with you, if you took this message and you believed and created your own faith through this message, you're blessed. You're honored and blessed. I hope you can follow and understand what I'm trying to say here. Because it makes you unique and special. Because you're taking His word and you're surrendering your own life. And you're saying, hey God, I'm going to believe your word and I'm going to surrender my life to it. And for some reason or another, you're crowned with a greater glory. Me, on the other hand, I'm like the dirt bag, okay? Because I was taken to the place and I was shown the glory, and there's no reason for me not to believe. How many people are following me here? Good, good. I want you to follow me because I'm like the dirt bag compared to you, where you might say, oh, you're so fortunate. Oh, that's so wonderful that it happened in your life. And I'm like, no, it isn't. Because I'm the dirt bag. You don't understand. It's a greater glory for you. Because you have never experienced the glory. You're experiencing the glory by a faith. It's different. You see, my faith was given to me because it was revealed to me. And so it's no longer a faith for me, even though I have to continue to walk in faith. But I have something tangible. How many people are following me here? Good. I want you to please follow me because it's so important to show you how much honor and greatness that you guys could have and what you have and what is bestowed on you. It's a greater glory to walk in a pure faith than to have an encounter and experience what I experienced, because the faith is not needed as much. You don't have to exercise as much strength, or you have to exercise much strength than I do. I don't have to exercise as much strength as you do. I don't know if I have a good example yet. I'll come up with an example of what I'm trying to say, hopefully to make it easier for everybody to hear what I'm saying. With that being said, though, I'm a slave. But I'm not a slave. I'm in love. Sounds crazy, don't it? And I'm committed in my heart to continue to walk in His Word. Not to do this. If God tells me drop it tomorrow and walk away, I'll yield to it and I'll walk away, and my mouth will be shut and no one will know about God anymore. You see? But if He continues to move on my heart and say, no, you go out there every day, you continue to go and speak my word every day, then I will do it. You see? This is my relationship. I do this because of His word written on my heart. I don't do it because of a career or a carnal career or I grew up in this, or, you know, my father was a minister and, you know, and I decided one day I wanted to be a minister or something like that. No. What I'm saying is I'll walk away tomorrow if the word on my heart says walk away. But right now I will say it's not that right now. My heart is saying to be committed, and I think until the rest of my life. That's how I feel right now. To the day that He takes me off of this earth is the day when I won't no longer speak about who God is and how to have a relationship with Him. But the wind blows wherever the wind wants to blow. And as you begin to develop your relationship with God, you will understand, because how many people make plans? Everybody make plans here? How many people are there listening and make plans? Okay. Well, plans are meant to be broken. How many people don't like it when it doesn't go the way you plan? We should all be like, me. Yeah. Well, these are the things that I'm trying to say. You shouldn't get upset when your plans are broken because of the fact that there is a supreme being power over your life that is protecting us, looking out for us, and knows what's best for us. Well, we have to believe it. If we don't believe it, then we're going to be very upset, because your plans are always going to be broken. Things are never going to go the way you think it's going to go. But if we yield to it, and then we begin to follow His word, we begin to feel. Listen, our feelings can be altered. There's two types of feelings. There is an emotional, lustful feeling, and then there is a feeling when you're at rest and content, where whether you can take it or leave it, or you gotta have it. How many people are following me on this? Good. We shouldn't be, I gotta have it. We should be able to be willing to take it or leave it at all times. at all times, but always know your desire. My desire is, let's say, to have a red convertible car. That's my desire. But if I never get the red convertible car, it's okay. And if I get one, that too is okay. And I should be very happy either way. And then if he decides to take away the red convertible car, I should be okay with it. But the truth is, if I manifest this take it or leave it feeling and I yield to it, God knows the desire of your heart, and what he does is he protects it. How many people are catching what I'm saying? And what happens is you will keep that until it is no longer a desire of your heart. And then he'll probably find a buyer for it, and you'll make more money on the resale than you ever expect or imagined. This is how God works in our lives. He fills you up with the desires of your heart far beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. You can't even imagine the goodness of God. You can't even imagine his ways in your life. You can't even fathom the greatness. All we know is what he allows us to know in the area of our feelings and our desires. I would say to you, what you feel and what you desire, when you yield yourself to this that I'm talking about, and begin to let God be God in your life, he enhances it. He like shoots it with steroids. And it gets 10 times, 20 times greater and better than what you even could imagine. So, for example, let's say you met someone, a desire of your dreams. And you had an expectation of something wonderful. And you ended up yielding to that. And next minute you know, yielding to what I'm saying. Not yielding to that, but yielding to what I'm saying. You can take it or leave it. Because when you have a lustful attachment, this is the only way I can describe it right now. If you have a lustful attachment, almost like an idolatry type attachment, you'll lose it. It'll go south because God's a jealous God. You have to understand the jealousy of God, and you'll lose out. But if you say, I'm thankful, and you yield knowing that it could be gone tomorrow, but that's not what you want. You want to be able to have a life forever with this person, let's say, and you yield to it. But have this attitude of, I could take it or leave it. Well, then God blesses it because you're honoring him. You're honoring his glory. You're honoring his power. You're honoring his majestic being. And then he takes it and shoots it with steroids. And you're like, oh, I never thought that this woman was going to be so awesome. I never thought that this person was going to be so great, or I never thought that this car was going to be so powerful, or, you know, or chick magnet, or, you know, dude magnet, or whatever, if you're a girl or a boy. But it's done far beyond what you can comprehend or imagine. And it's a sensation of walking in this realm. For example, there's a saying in this book where John and Peter, I think it was walking and saw this paralyzed man, and they just gave up everything. They put everything together and they just gave up everything. They were fishermen and they just surrendered their whole entire career to follow this God that I'm talking about. And they were walking and they saw this lame man, this beggar that was crippled and lame, and he was begging for money. And every day they would walk by. And then one day they said to the man, "Look at me." And the guy looked at him with intent because he said, "Look at me." And he looked and he said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, rise up and walk." And he grabbed him by the hands and lifted him up. And instantly he was totally restored, supernaturally whole. Now this might sound like a fantasy, okay, or a storytelling or a fairy tale or whatever you're saying, but this realm is real. You may not have anything. Okay, you might be totally broke. Might not have anything at all. Nothing going for you. But when you walk in this realm, when you walk with God, when you have a relationship with God, when you begin to establish what I'm trying to say to you, what I'm trying to teach you, I'm trying to give you the mysteries, the knowledge of life. I'm trying to give you this information. When you walk in this realm, you have everything. Everything is filled. You are filled with everything. Favor of God works on your behalf. All worry and all fear and uncertainty leaves. Insecurity, doubt, leaves. And then you're endured with power. And this power gives you boldness. It gives you confidence. It gives you favor. It gives you stability. It gives you peace, knowing that your need will be supplied. It turns all things around for good. Anything that you think is bad turns around for good. It's supernatural. It is extraordinary. It's wonderful. What I would like to do is lead you to the water. What I'm not going to do is make anybody try to drink it. I'm not going to force it down your throat. And, you know, it's for your benefit to hear what I have to say and to apply it. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you really want to try something new. Try what I'm saying to you. There's a reason why I have such a deep conviction to share this, because God, I believe, there's an end of an age. We have been living in many different ages, and we're living in another age that the universe is on a rotational sphere, or whatever you want to call it, and it's reaching, you know, 12 o'clock, bing, and the doorbell or the alarm clock's going to ring, and we're running short in time. And I shared this before. I believe that the universe is actually going to come and invade on Earth. And there's going to be individuals that are going to be able to be received, and then there's others that aren't going to be able to receive. It's going to be an area where hopefully the universe connects with you. God and his army, his spirits, whatever you want to call it, the host, comes and connects with you and endures you with greater power. Because the life that we're living in and the world that we know is going to become turmoil. It's going to become bad, like hell. Some will be taken, some won't be taken. Those that don't know or reject this word that I'm saying, those that tend to reject, will be basically darkened, and their eyes aren't going to be able to see truth. And what is going to happen is that there are going to be tremendous amount of fear that's going to come on them, tremendous amount of anxiety, tremendous amount of worry, there is the peace that is in them is going to be completely stripped completely out of them. And those that are beginning to receive this word and those that are listening and begin to create the God that I'm talking about into their life will be protected, so to say. And it, what happens is you're endured with an anointing. It's called an anointing. And you're endured with this aura or presence. I'm going to try to put it in some secular words so that we can kind of understand what I'm trying to say. And not everybody's going to be able to see it on you. And you're going to have this glow or this aura about you. And this power is going to be magnetized on you. It's going to be sticking. It's going to go boop and help you, empower you to be able to function in the world that we got to come in. How many people understand that this world that we're living in is getting worse than what it is? I mean, could you really be honest? And it's going bad. We have people in higher power that don't have any knowledge or understanding on how to fix problems. And they're never going to have the knowledge to fix the problems. And it's gotten out of hand. And there's just evidence in itself to show you where we're going. And so we need to embrace. There's a reason why God did what he did in my life for this time. There's a reason why you're listening and you're here today. And I want us to just start changing the way we're thinking. Stop thinking that everything is okay and there isn't life beyond the realm that we know. There is life beyond the realm that we're living in. There is life out there, past the stars, past the earth, and past the moon, and past the planets, in our galaxy. There is life. Some people might think it's aliens or whatever. Listen, forget about the battles of words. Okay? They're just separating us. They're causing division. Just listen to what I'm saying. There's life out there. You can call it whatever you want. I'm going to call it God and angels. You can call it supernatural beings. You can call them aliens. You can call them whatever you want. I don't care. I'll call them aliens for you if you want. whatever you're happy with. But I will say, there's life supernaturally that looks over us and cares about us. There's a council that talks about the whole thing. There was a plan from the very beginning. There was a war before the foundations and these galaxies or whatever, they fought and there was a big war. I'll tell you all the mysteries. There was a tremendous amount of what we call blood shed. And that blood was shed for us to take away our ignorance, really, to take away the lack of our knowledge and to be able to allow us to have knowledge if we come to this place of rest. This place of rest that I'm talking about and the relationship with God, yielding, will increase your knowledge and allow you to understand the mysteries. And if you ask God and you begin to understand the relationship with God and you have intimacy, and you begin to ask, this revelation will be given to you. And you will clearly understand what I'm trying to say. So with that being said, they're telling me I got like 2 seconds left before the message is over. So I want to end this tonight. To please, log on, listen to these messages, take me serious, because time is running out. I don't know how much more time we have, and as far as life and the way the world is going to actually unfold and things of that nature. But I know it's moving quick. I feel it very strong in my heart that time is short. And I just want your life to be prepared. Prepared so that you are protected. And the desires of your heart are filled. Isn't it great to be able to have every dream, every desire, every love, every passion filled? Man, I'll tell you what. I know I do. And every time it happens, my heart is just pounding more. Every time I apply what I know in my own life, I see it manifest, and I'm just so happy. I can't even wipe the smile off my face. I got to grow this hair under my chin to describe, to disguise it. I think it makes it worse. But I have a great joy in my heart and a great peace, and I may not have anything, but I have everything. So with that being said, I want to bless you. I want to bless the nations. I want to keep on blessing China. And I really feel a great burden for the Ukraine nation. Yes, thank you very much. Something's happening in the Ukraine, and I want to bless Ukraine. I'm going to continue to pray for Ukraine. And please, if anyone is from Ukraine, please send me what is going on over there, or send me what's happening. Maybe there's someone listening from Ukraine that has some issues right now, and they need me to speak into their life. I want to help you. God has given me this word for you. As soon as you log, I'll tell you, it'll come. So with that being said, be blessed. Amen. Amen. Let's give God, or the higher power that I'm calling about, let's give him a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. Rachel, you want to close us with anything? Shell, you want to close us with anything? No? Okay, we're just going to close. Thank you. Jim, are we done?